欢迎收听可可英语独家声浪节目可可 Radio。 让人觉得很讨厌的一些科技使用的习惯 Talking loudly on a bus, subway or anywhere in public, really? 在公交、地铁等公共场合大声地讲电话。So you broke rule number 6 and you are officially single again. That doesn't give you carte blanche to have long, loud conversation about breakup on the bus. Everyone else is either sitting quietly or trying to sleep. Even the people having conversations at least trying to whisper.Just because you're talking into your phone doesn't mean everyone around you doesn't hear you. 好吧，我知道可能因为其他的一些原因你又恢复单身了，但是这不代表你可以在公交车上大声打电话叨叨你分手的事情。公交上其他人要么安静地坐着，要么就是打瞌睡。即使有话说的人呢，他们也都知道要小声一点。你在大声打电话的时候，别忘了旁边的人都能够听得见啊。In fact, if you don't know how to talk on a phone without your voice reaching the decibel level equivalent of a jet engine, you probably shouldn't be able to talk on a phone, period. 事实上，你打电话声音的分贝已经赶上了喷发动机了。事实上，你打电话的声音分贝已经赶上了喷气发动机了。如果你不知道怎么样控制音量，就不应该打电话。就这样子的。所以说，公共场合就应该遵守公共的规矩。OK。如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio， 或者可以在新浪微博上搜索 DJ Kansaki 找到我，同时也可以添加我的个人微信 DJ 下横线 U。KKI 可以在节目之后一起来学习英语哦。